follow up this audit, not just for 18 months. Unfortunately, the funding has now run out. The audit was just funded to the tune of just short of £2 million. We have written, in fact, the president of BatPress, Mr. Tim Gwedaker, and myself wrote to Andrew Lansley with these results, requesting that his office considered extending funding so that we could follow this, these patients up. And we're pursuing that down the pathway of the HQIP submission for a new integrated breast cancer audit. But what we really need to find out is what the long-term patient outcomes are, both in relation to quality of life and in relation to clinical outcomes, because these are going to change with time, and they're very important in relation to cost, because if technique A requires three or four revisional operations and technique B doesn't, that's going to have a major impact on the NHS in terms of providing these techniques. And also to include the more recent innovations of breast conserving reconstruction, volume replacement.